5 men were down, dead or dying by the time Arya reached the back door that opened on the kitchen. She heard Sir Meron Trance curse. "Bloody oaths," he swore, drawing his longsword from its scabbard. Cyrio Forel resumed his stance and clicked his teeth together. "Arya, child," he called out, never looking at her. "Be gone now." "Look with your eyes," he had said. She saw. The knight, in his pale armour, head to foot, legs, throat, and hands sheathed in metal, eyes hidden behind his high white helm, and in his hand cruel steel. Against that, Cyrio, in a leather vest, with a wooden sword in his hand. "Cyrio, run!" she screamed. "The first sword of bravest does not run," he sang as Sir Meron slashed at him. Cyrio danced away from his cut, his stick a blur. In a heartbeat, he had bounced blows off the knight's temple, elbow, and throat, the wood ringing against the metal of helm, gauntlet, and gorget. Arya stood frozen. Sir Meron advanced. Cyrio backed away. He checked the next blow, spun away from the second, deflected the third. The fourth sliced his stick in two, splintering the wood and shearing through the lead core. Sobbing, Arya spun and ran. She plunged through the kitchens and buttery, blind with panic, weaving between cooks and potboys. A baker's helper stepped in front of her, holding a wooden tray. Arya bowled her over, scattering fragrant loaves of fresh-baked bread on the floor.